Hello everybody and welcome back to my channel. I am your host, Stavron James. I'm glad to be here with all of you guys here today. If you're new here, please remember to like, subscribe and comment to my channel as it helps a bunch with the YouTube algorithm. It shows YouTube that you like my content and therefore then YouTube will start promoting my content a bit more to you guys, which would be very nice. But with that being said, let's get on with today's episode, shall we? Okay, so this story came out on the 11th of October. And this was a shocking story to me in some ways, because even though I knew things were on hold right now with the Dead Devil TV show because of the writer's strike and then the actor's strike, I thought this show was going to be fine. You know, it might have a delay or two here and there, but nonetheless, it was going to be okay. Well, it turns out I was very wrong. Because according to the Hollywood Reporter, who posted this article, there were a lot of problems during production on the Marvel Studios Daredevil Born Again TV show. So apparently, even though they stopped filming in mid-June because of the writer's strike and then of course the actor's strike, they had still filmed quite a lot of content in terms of the TV show, because they had shot at least half of the 18 episodes that were scheduled for the TV show. But then apparently, Kevin Feige reviewed the footage, and Kevin Feige is the one who basically is the creative overlord when it turns in terms of the Marvel content, like what gets approved, what doesn't get approved, what needs changes, and you know, stuff like that basically. A lot of behind the scenes work for the most part. So during this process of the writer's strike and the actor's strike, Kevin Feige had the opportunity to review the footage. And he came away with a clear-eyed assessment that the show was not working, for whatever reason. I heard some, like, in a YouTube video I was listening to, that there were some directions they were going with in terms of the show and the character of Matt Murdock slash Daredevil, and some of the supporting actors that were on the previous version of the show, through the Netflix version. And it didn't seem like that was a clear way of what Marvel wanted to do with their property of this character. So apparently, in late September, Marvel quietly let go the head writers, Chris Ord and Matt Corman, and also released the directors of the remainder of the season as part of a significant creative reboot of the series. The studio is now on a hunt for new writers and directors for the project, which stars Charlie Cox as Matt Murdock, a blind lawyer turned superhero. And this show was scheduled to come out at least 2024, next year. Right now, we're probably looking at the earliest release date will probably be 2025, probably, at some point. Depending on how fast things go between... Well, first of all, the writer's strike is done with. They don't need to worry about that. So they can hire new writers and whatnot, so that's fine. The actor strike, that's another thing in general, but for the meanwhile, they just need to focus on hiring new creative people for the camera, but new writers and directors, or director rather, depending on which they're going to go with. Like, if they're going to have one director for the whole series, or if they're going to have a bunch of different directors throughout the series, like most TV shows do. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens going forward. However, my biggest takeaway from this is that it's not necessarily a whole negative. I think there are some positives in this story, which I'll get to in a moment, that make me feel like the MCU could be getting back to the right track again, hopefully. So the Daredevil revamp is the latest of a series of growing pains for Marvel Television, which sits in the Emmy Award-winning WandaVision in January 2021. The studio, which dominated the film industry in its early 2010s, has released more than 50 hours of TV programming after creating a small screen diversion from the ground up during the pandemic. And this was the thing as well, like, we all know the pandemic was a hard time for a lot of us, you know, personally, professionally, all that stuff. And a lot of what got us through was the entertainment side of things. You know, a lot of good content was coming out through Netflix, through Disney Plus, through Amazon Prime, all that good stuff. And for me, I was really excited for a lot of the Marvel stuff that was about to come out for television. Like, I really liked WandaVision when that came out. And then I was wondering, I don't know what came next. But then there were shows like Loki, which I was a big fan of, and season 2 just came back recently. So I'm really looking forward to that, watching that. So what got me through the pandemic the most was this side of things of entertainment, basically, is what I'm trying to say. And I was looking forward to seeing new Marvel stuff regularly, not just in the cinema, but also on TV. Like, you tell me I don't have to leave my house to go watch something Marvel related, I can just see it on Disney Plus. Cool, alright, you know. I'm willing to go see a movie, Marvel movie, in the cinema, absolutely. But you're telling me you're going to produce some TV content for us during the pandemic, or, you know, might have been before the pandemic, but aired during the pandemic, then okay, cool, I'm up for that. But anyway, continuing on with the story. Through it all, the company is through the traditional TV making model. It didn't make pilots, but instead shot 150 million plus seasons of TV on the fly. It didn't hire showrunners, but instead depended on film executives to run its series. As for Marvel does for its movies, it relied on post-production and reshoots to fix what wasn't working. And that's one of the issues right there. You got, and I didn't realise this until I watched a YouTube video that I mentioned earlier. When you're hiring movie executives for a TV property, half the time they don't know what they're doing, because TV filmmaking and movie filmmaking are completely two different things. And admittedly, a lot of the executives who were filmmakers didn't have a clue what they were doing for the TV wise. And of course, Kevin Feige was not there all the time on set for a lot of the Marvel TV shows, because he had other things going on at the same time. You know, a lot of the movie content coming out and that needed working and needed a focus on and whatnot. And I think that was a big mistake right there, not doing a pilot series. At least when you do a pilot series, you can see right then and there what people's reactions are. Like, that's why it's called a pilot. It's a teaser, in a sense. It's more of a just say, okay, well, we'll make this one episode. If it does well, we'll continue then to make more episodes. And if those remaining episodes do well, we'll make another season. You know, so on and so forth. But Marvel didn't do that. They just, like, spent a huge amount of money just making seasons for TV without having a clue what really they were doing. And instead of just, you know, hiring a TV executive to be on set, they just relied on post-production and reshoots to fix what wasn't working. And that didn't really help them in this situation. Like, a lot of people, a lot of fans, that is, have been really critical of Marvel over the last year or so. A lot of the content just hasn't been hitting hard. And it left a sour taste in people's mouths for the most part. Like, why are you giving us, like, 6 episodes of a series? That's not enough time to really develop a character, develop a story, make us feel connected on this journey that this character or characters are going through, in a sense, or going on. Instead, it just feels like a rush to get through a series. Not enough planning and not enough consideration was going through this TV series, or a TV series rather, to make us feel like this is worth a watch. And, you know, it's sad to feel that way, because as I said in the article, in the early 2010s, Marvel was dominating the film industry. Sure, some movies were hit and miss, absolutely. But for the most part, Marvel was, you know, thrown out of blockbuster after blockbuster. You know, they were making box office records worldwide. They helped relaunch careers of a lot of actors, you know, like Robert Downey Jr., for example. And it was just like, what the hell's gone wrong? And this is a clear example of that, in my opinion. Like, they focused, not so much they focused on TV, but they just didn't have a clear idea or situation to where they could plan this out completely where it would actually make sense in some ways. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just felt like they were throwing stuff at the wall, seeing what sticks, and going with the flow for the most part. But, you know, we'll see what happens going forward. Even though they remain, along with Star Wars titles, the most watched shows on Disney Plus, Marvel series have recently faced a number of creative challenges and cries of diminishing returns from critics and also audience metrics, causing a major shift at the studio to make TV shows a more traditional way. So yeah, they want it to be more traditional. Shoot a pilot, see how that does. If it does well, we'll give them 10 episodes probably, which is fair because a lot of shows these days have a 10 episode order. And I like that as well. I don't need like a 20 plus hour series. Give me a 10 hour series, I'm good. You know what I mean? That's just where I'm at in terms of my creative viewing. We are trying to marry the Marvel culture with the traditional television culture, says Brad Winderburn, Marvel's head of streaming television and animation. It comes down to how can we tell stories in television that honour what's so great about the source material? With Daredevil's new direction, Marvel hopes to right the ship on a project with sky-high expectations. The show is Marvel's first to feature a hero who had a already successful series on Netflix, running 3 seasons, but sources say that Conman Odd crafted a legal procedural that did not resemble the Netflix version, known for its action and violence. Charlie Cox didn't even show up in costume until the 4th episode, which is a red flag right there. Marvel, after greenlighting the concept itself, found itself needing to rethink the original intention of the show. Marvel plans to keep some scenes and episode, but for otherwise, they're going to be eliminating other sort of content from the show itself. But the writers, or former writers now, I guess you could say, will be executive producers on the 2-season series. But what that means is just like, they're going to get a producer's credit, and they're going to get paid for being a part of the show originally, because they did work on the show originally, and they are having some ideas that they created kept on the show. That's not being scrapped or in general, so they still get a little bit of a credit right there, so which is good, you know, fair play to them for that. And as it continues, Daredevil is far from the first Marvel series to undergo drastic behind-the-scenes changes. Those who work with Marvel on the TV side have complained of lack of central vision, that has, according to sources, begun to affect the studio shows with creative differences and tension. TV is a writer-driven medium, says one insider familiar with the Marvel process. Marvel is a Marvel-driven medium. And that's a thing right there. A lot of times, even in the movie side of things, there's been a lot of times where people have left the project, whether it be writer, director, because they have their own little vision for what they want to do with a project. But then Marvel's like, yeah, that's great and all, but we need you to play within our sandbox, in a sense. We need you to do what we need you to do, like with our ideas, because we've got like a massive cinematic universe that we're trying to connect to. So we need you to play along with what we need. Like, yeah, okay, you could have your creative freedom here and there, but overall, you need to fill in this part here and this part there, make sure this connects to that, and so on and so forth. And a lot of people are like, sod it, it's not worth the stress, it's not worth the hassle, I'm just going to leave, and whatever happens, happens, you know what I mean? That's been going on for a long time, so this is not anything new. Oscar Isaac, rather, Moonlight TV show, creator and writer Jeremy Slater quit, and then the director Mohammed Deeb took the reins. Jessica Chow developed and wrote She-Hulk, Attorney of Law, but was sidelined once director Kat Corleo came on board. Production was challenging when COVID was hitting the cast and crew. And then she was brought back to oversee post-production. a typical showwriter duty, but it's for Jeremy Slater. You know, right now, Kevin Feige can look at Daredevil, see what didn't work, and hopefully now they will create a more structured TV show property. You know, get rid of the 6 to 9 episodes. Get rid of that. Stop making it such a limited series. Hire a proper TV executive who knows how to run a TV show. Who knows what working on a TV show is actually like. Kevin Feige can only do so much at the same time. Like, he's got a million bunch of things he needs to do. It's just him overall. It's just him overseeing and greenlighting these properties. So the guy is stretched way too thin. So he can only be so many different places at once and oversee so many different things at once. Which is why he needs to hire, if he's going to do these TV shows, an executive who can manage these TV shows and who can actually help Kevin Feige produce these TV shows and make them good quality content and get fans excited and want to see more of a character or of a story. You know what I mean? And hopefully, like with the movies as well, hopefully this takes Kevin Feige to the point where, okay, we see some of the movies have not been great lately as well. We've seen some of the fan responses to these movies and some of the critics' responses to these movies. And maybe now we can hopefully, you know, go back to what we used to do in a sense. Like, let's create good quality content, which is always debatable because not everyone's going to be happy regardless of what you do. Some people are going to love what you do. Some people are going to hate what you do. It is what it is. And Kevin Feige is a great, great, you know, mind for the business in terms of the Marvel content, because he knows the content better than most people do, especially at Disney anyway. So I trust Kevin Feige with, you know, all my heart in a sense. I could trust him within the fan base because he's one of us. He's a nerd. And I know that he wants to make good content. What's gone wrong in the past, you know, remains to be seen. Maybe not, he's stretched too thin. Maybe he needs to hire someone to help him out. You know, it remains to be seen. But like I said, hopefully this is a step in the right direction. Even though this is a negative, that Daredevil has been delayed until possibly 2025, some positives can come out of this. Like Kevin Feige now hiring a TV exec, doing proper television structures, and now focusing on more creative content without being stretched too thin, if that makes sense. But we won't know for sure until, you know, I guess 2025, I suppose. But with that being said, what's your thoughts on this? Are you a Marvel fan? Have you had a somewhat out-of-love experience with Marvel as of late, in terms of the TV stuff, in terms of the movie stuff? What's your thoughts on the current direction for the MCU? And what can they do to get better at what they do? Like, you know, compared to the movies that we used to see, the content that we used to see back in the day. So with that being said, thank you all for listening to this episode. Until next time, take care, stay safe, and have a great rest of your day. Thank you very much for watching.